Like many a scientific discovery, Jeffrey Blaustein's most exciting one happened by accident. A UMass professor of neuroscience and psychology, Blaustein had been studying the effects of hormones on mice and how female hormones affect levels of anxiety and depression. The mice had to be shipped to his laboratory. They were boxed up in the dark for about 24 hours. And weeks later, he started to notice something interesting.
We find that if they were shipped during a particular period in their life, while they're going through puberty, they're much less responsive to the sex hormones.
Normally, he says, the sex hormones estradiol and progesterone are shown to reduce anxiety and depression. But in the mice who were shipped during puberty, that didn't happen. They showed the mouse equivalent of depressive behavior. He deduced that the very act of being shipped stressed the mice out, and that stress changed their response to the hormones.
The idea that a very mild stressor while animals go through puberty causes long-term changes in estradiol and progesterone is new. And frankly, there has never been, as far as I know, there's never been an experiment in the human literature, in the clinical literature, that has looked at anything like that.
To create stress in his laboratory that would mimic the stress of shipping, he injected the mice with a substance that made them slightly sick. Again, he found more depression, anxiety, and cognitive problems when the substance was injected during puberty. He started to wonder whether these results could help explain what happens to some girls who go through traumatic experiences above and beyond the regular stress of puberty.
Some of the adverse events that we think of in girls going through puberty might be sexual abuse, maltreatment, or bullying. And we don't know. It's just a question that I would raise whether bullying is the kind of stressor that might cause long-term effects in humans on response to hormones.
Blaustein says this research could also help explain why girls are more likely than boys to start exhibiting signs of depression and other mental illness in puberty, whereas prior to that age, there's no statistical difference between the sexes.
That then links depression and other mental health disorders to sex hormones, because that's one of the main things that's happening during puberty is the sex hormones are starting to be secreted. So we think that the work that we're doing in mice may give us some indication of things that might be happening in humans.
It may also shed light on why some women respond better or worse to hormone replacement therapy after menopause, though this and related research remains controversial in the scientific field. Blaustein is careful to point out that rodent research, while it's a good start, cannot be directly translated to humans, nor can scientists do the same sorts of experiments with humans they can do in mice. So in the future, he'd like to study population databases in collaboration with epidemiologists and clinical psychologists to trace the personal history of women along with their response to hormones. In the very long run, he says, women with depression may have more treatment options if their mental illness is traced back to hormonal response.
If you could understand the cause, then that gets you maybe halfway to understanding treatment. Now, I don't do pharmacology, and I don't work with pharmaceutical companies, but maybe understanding the cause could give you links, could give you some hints as to what neurotransmitter systems you might want to start looking at that are influenced by hormones.
Jeffrey Blaustein will receive the Chancellor's Medal for his body of research. For New England Public Radio, I'm Karen Brown.